Hare Krishna. I have three questions from Gornitai Das. The first one is rather lengthy, so I'll just give the summary of it, and that is that he's asking whether devotees who properly chant Gayatri Mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but don't get association of their spiritual master, whether they can attain perfection. Here, the answer is not really whether just having a Diksha Guru give his guidance is sufficient or not. The question is whether any guidance at all. So whether it's Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, Senior Vaishnav, etc., generally speaking, for Vaishnavas to avail themselves of the transcendental potencies of the holy name and their Diksha mantras, they need further spiritual guidance. It should be made clear that the mantras are sufficient in themselves, but we, the practitioners, are insufficient to take full benefit of the mantra. So without any instruction whatsoever, it becomes very difficult. Nothing is impossible, because ultimately Krishna is also in everybody's heart, but the standard process is that you get guidance from seniors. Second question, Jagannath Astakam. He is asking on the sixth verse of Jagannath Astaka, there's mention of Radha and Krishna. Of course, Jagannath Astaka was composed by Shripad Sankaracharya. And he wants to know, well, how is that? Radha Krishna Leela something that's not for public consumption? This is something that's very, very private. So why is this publicized like that? And how is Jagannath Astaka suitable for personal meditation? I don't know why it's so extraordinarily or extraordinary that mention of Radha and Krishna. We have plenty of things in terms of mention of Radha and Krishna, starting with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Next is our Diksha Mantras. After that, we're singing Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Very confidential here. It's just a specific mention of them. There's no particular leela involved. Ultimately, people should know about Radha and Krishna. What they know, that should be according to their qualification. We walk into our temples, and most of our temples have Radha Krishna there. We're not hiding Srimati Radharani from view either. And the next question was to do with Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar is going through the coverings of the universe and he finally comes to Prakriti, there Srimati Radharani, but it's not Srimati Radharani, there Maya Devi, Srimati Maya Devi, worshipping Mohini Murti as the presiding deity. And he says that he was attracted to stay there, but by the mercy of the Lord, he was moved on. So he said, since Gop Kumar was never really attracted to stay in any place, why is he attracted to stay here? That's not completely correct. Generally, wherever Gop Kumar goes, first he's fully satisfied and then he becomes dissatisfied. Here, the difference is that the Lord didn't want him to spend much time here, but wanted him to move on to the realm of liberation, and therefore inspired him to just immediately move on. Otherwise, wherever he went, Gop Kumar was first overwhelmed by the form of the Lord that he encountered, by the place that he saw, by the associates of the Lord who were there. But ultimately, he became dissatisfied because neither they were the abode that his heart really yearned after, or the deity who he was worshipping, which was Madan Gopal or Krishna in Vrindavan. Therefore, he always, at a certain point, I can't say time, because he was like getting to places where there is no time, but at a certain point, he had to move on. One way or another, that moving took place. Sometimes it was by the instruction of the Lord. Oftentimes it was by Narada's guidance. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna, everyone. Shri Prabhupada.